Brother, you've learned well. You're expert at Wu-Tang.
Yulin, you had to suffer a lot. Otherwise, you'd never have mastered Qin Kang and the Wu-Tang sword skills.
All the content you hear in this podcast episode is non-commercial, fair use Creative Commons license. Welcome to the Alpha Male Buddhist from Brooklyn podcast. I'm your host, Miguel. I like to cover topics from ancient history, great leaders and generals from the past, and I also like to talk about self-realization, truth, critical thinking, and strategic spirituality. Outside the box, nonconformist. I'm here to shatter the myths of the mainstream media and the beta sheeple narrative. Welcome to the Alpha Male Buddhist from Brooklyn podcast. My email address is alphamalebuddhist@gmail.com. Let's start the show. Welcome back to episode 2. Hey, I wanted to talk about one of my favorite books, and that is The Book of Five Rings by Miyamoto Matsushita. I'm sure I pronounced it wrong. But the legend has it, he's the greatest samurai of all time. And it's a masterpiece, just for strategic thinking. As a matter of fact, the word strategy is also used for combat for a samurai. When they go to combat, they don't call it a samurai fighter. They call it they call him a strategist. It's coming from the Book of Five Rings. And it's divided into five sections with an introduction. The introduction is separate. Kind of separate from the other five books, but it's the Book of the Earth, the Book of Water, the Book of Fire, the Book of Wind, and the Book of the Void. And it's amazing how he gets into the details and the benefit of each of these systems of seeing things. But just as a general overview, the Earth is obviously where you're standing on. It's the material you are right in space and time right there. The lay of the land, who has, you know, like, I guess you could say, like Sun Tzu, high ground and such. Water book, you know, life is very fluid and how that breaks down as far as benefit and advantage that you could get from that. And the Book of Fire is the Book of Combat. And the Book of Wind is also like a book of change and circumstances that are put before you. And the last book, which is my favorite, is the Book of the Void. Because, as I say, the void is always infinite potential. You have to think about that one. Yeah, but, you know, it's interesting when you look at it from the point of view of the Book of Five Rings and the different books within it. You know, the wind and the void. Water. Fire. You know, it's the lens that we need to use to see life in general, to look at things in general. You know, it's never good to be inflexible and just have a one-dimensional view of things, you know. That's one of the worst comments I think anybody can make of someone, is to say that they're one-dimensional. That's not good. It's not good to say something like that. It's pretty bad. But you got to be multidimensional when you look into things and when you analyze and think. You know I keep repeating the word think, but it's underrated these days. All of us come from diverse backgrounds and upbringings and disciplines that we've all made. You know, I believe really you learn from your mistakes primarily. And all of us have unique experiences that we've had that bring us to where we are to this moment. And It's really thought-provoking to look at those situations and see what really was transpiring at that given time, why you handled the situation the way you did. Not that you could change the past or affect the future that's coming up directly like that, but, you know, it's always good to look at things strategically. You must, especially when it comes to things of business and things that have to do with your livelihood. You have to look at them in that way. It's not, you know, money is not evil. It's the love of money that's evil. Not that I'm a rich person. I work hard just like everybody else. But it's important that you have discipline when you look at things and go through existence. You can't, you know, live a life with no principle or no type of discipline applied to any of your thinking. You know, it's people that go around and, Kim Kardashian or whatever. And I know she's a sledgehammer for everybody, but it illustrates a point. She's like, really, she's an allegory in herself, an allegory, story within a story, whatever that means. And not to bash her, I mean, she's getting hers too. You know, you can't hate on people, but, you know, it's just really shallow, very one-dimensional, you know. It's not the way to be. But there's a lot of books that I really do favor, like the Lao Tzu, which is the Tao Te Ching. Lao Tzu is the author, and that's the Tao Te Ching, the Tao. Tremendous book that you really, really should be studying. I'll try to put all those links in the show notes so you can refer to them. But there's tremendous audiobooks on these on YouTube that are free. And there's one specific person that reads it, some dude. He's really has good reading style, and he reads most of these books. But yeah, so it's Lao Tzu, which is the Tao Te Ching, the Upanishads. The Upanishads, you'll find it on YouTube, so it's spelled with the UP. The Book of Five Rings, of course. What else is pretty good out there? The Bhagavad Gita is good. Carlos Castaneda is pretty good. With Separate Reality is one book that I read when I was about 13 that kind of changed my outlook on a lot of things. A lot of different things that you can read, but like I said, I'll try to put some of those books in the link that you can listen to. You know, definitely everything has its own structure and way that it operates and patterns that it moves in. And to not be observant of that, you're missing a lot in life. The main thing is to be able to observe and see what moves and why it moves the way it does. And if no other thing, just to be observant of your environment, you know, aware, for lack of a better word. Anyway, yeah, but the Book of Five Rings is tremendous because when, you know, I could sit here and go chapter and verse by it, but I think, you know, for you to really listen to it and read it, you get the most benefit out of it. But it's a metaphor, well, allegory, really, where he talks about strategy or sword fighting and breaks it down to elements that you can apply to anything in your life, where he gets into striking and such and how your movement should be, your foot positioning. And he gets into real detail, but it's tremendous when you listen to it how you really can apply it to life. Truly becoming one of my favorite books of all time. You know, I don't like to keep these podcasts going too long, but this is the second one. I'm very new at this. I know my first one, I was probably mumbling. Instead of a mumble rapper, I guess I was a mumble podcaster. Hopefully the sound of this is a little bit better. Again, my email is alphamalebuddhist@gmail.com. alphamalebuddhist@gmail.com. Any comments, thoughts, topics that you'd like me to go over or discuss? And hopefully with time as I get better with this, I can have a little longer podcast and get into more detail on my thinking you know, things that I find interesting in life. You know, there's a lot that I'd like to discuss, but again, I'm just kind of getting this out there. Hopefully I get some people that are interested. It looks like there's a couple of people that are listening, and I'd like to have this grow a little bit. But I'd like to get some emails. I haven't gotten any yet. I've been out about a little over a week. Hopefully I get some email. Thank you.